Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Gave him substance. Just because it's the holiday season don't mean that you stop giving. You should be giving all the more.
Amen.
Pay your tithes. Amen. Pay your 10% and be consistent in it. And make sure, because the ground matters where you sow. Every ground ain't the same. I just told y'all, even Genesis 1:11, in the very beginning, God the Father was speaking to us about the different grounds, the different soils. What did he say? Genesis 1:11 said every tree yields, or which means produces after its own kind. If you got an apple tree, it's going to give you apples. It's supposed to, let something going on. I don't know what all this science stuff is going on these days. But if you got a pear tree, you plant a seed, that's what you're supposed to get. You got a banana tree, you plant seeds, banana seeds, that's what you're supposed to get. Genesis 1:11, every tree yields or produces after its own kind. It's revelation. I know you ain't heard this teaching nowhere. I give him glory for it. No, you ain't heard this before. I give him glory for it. Genesis 1:11, he talked about it in the beginning because he came out the gate swinging. Like, my gospel is about giving, y'all. I'm coming out the gate hitting home runs on you. But you got to catch this revelation in order to shake down the devil. He came out the gate. Genesis, the first book in the Bible, he came out the gate swinging. Came out the gate talking about giving. He said, Genesis 1:11, every tree yields after its own kind. What does that mean? Every ministry yields after its own kind. Every ministry. You got a deliverance ministry. You plant seeds into that. That's what you're going to get. Or that's what you should get. Prophetic ministry. You plant seeds into that. That's what you're going to get. Or that's what you should get. You got a miracle ministry. Or a ministry to have the money anointing on it. Or the prosperity anointing on it. You plant seeds in that. That's what you're going to get. People all over the world planting seeds into my ground, my wife's ground, KCI Worldwide, Kingdom Centers International, the Boss Prophets, the Generals. And so please post up the website for me, guys, www.kci.world, and what they're receiving is houses, they're receiving cars, they're receiving their loved ones come off of drugs. Some people getting marriage proposals, they marrying the man and woman of their dream. Already this week alone, three of my daughters who are consistent seed sowers into my ministry, they have been proposed to. One of them is like a spiritual daughter to me. She's my cousin, but she's still like a spiritual daughter. She just got through posting up. She posting stuff all through here. Congratulations, girl. She got married. She got proposed to. It's real. I can only speak for my ministry. When you plant that seed here, it germinates. It gives you a return. Glory to God. Please share this, you guys. Share in the groups, but also share your Facebook page. You shared it once, shared it twice. Share it three times, four times. So out the gate, God started talking about it. These people worshiped him, but not just with their words, but they worshiped him with substance out the gate. It automatically depends. It does count, should I say, what ground that you sow into. Some people I've talked to done said they've been sowing for like 10 years and ain't seen nothing. I tell them, and I say it in love, but I'm bold. You know how I get out. You know how my wife get out. I said, the ground dead. It's dead. You ain't seeing no miracles. You ain't seeing no break, no nothing in 10 years. It's dead. You got to do what's conducive for you. You got to find out what you can. And it's okay to act, to say to God, I'm sowing because I want something back. Let me break down this too, this religious spirit. I come from religion, so one of my primary callings is also to take poor people out of religion. Or take the scales off their eyes. Off their eyes. So you won't misconstrue what I said. Some people like, he said that. No, I ain't say that. So, every ground is different. Every ground is different. You've been sowing for all those years. You don't see no miracles, no breakthrough, no nothing. It's dead ground. Even Jesus talked about that. He said, some ground is stony. Some ground is fallow. Some ground is broken up. You can't plant into it. Hard as that is, I don't care if they're cute. I don't care if they're pretty. I don't care if they're nice people. You could be nice and have a dead anointing. Repeat after me. Say, they could be nice but still have a dead anointing. They could be tall and dark. You have had to pay a price for that. Glory be to God. Rebuke the internet devil in Jesus' name. Trying to break this up. I'm almost done. Please share this, you guys. So the ground does matter. Some of y'all sowing into dead ground. God gave me the revelation the last few years about me and my wife got the April of the message of the seed. The message of the seed, one of the most powerful messages in the world. A seed sowed. I know I'm gonna get in. I ain't gonna get in no trouble with God, but some of these haters and the weirdos, they're gonna talk about me. But a seed sowed is more powerful than a prayer warrior. I didn't say prayer and fasting warrior. I said a prayer warrior, a regular person that prays. A seed sowed is more powerful. The woman at Zarephath, what did she do? What was it? Jacob? He wrestled, which is symbolic to praying. He wrestled with the angel all night long, and then his breakthrough came in the morning. But the woman at Zarephath, what did she do? The widow at Zarephath, what did she do? She sowed that seed of oil, and heaven broke off over her life instantly. Generational curses broke instantly. Don't you know your seed, your tithe, consistently, it can break generational curses? That's the fastest way to break through, is planting the seed. Prayer is powerful. The Bible says we must always pray. That's true. But seed sowing is greater. It's a greater ranking, a greater dimension. Remember I talked about ranking? Something I didn't tap on to earlier. There's even ranking in the marriage. The Bible says that the head of the woman is man, but the head of the man is Christ. That's ranking too. I ain't touch on that. That's just a sidebar. I had to throw that in there. But in the order of ranking, the Bible says we must always pray. Because not only is prayer is what? Prayer is petitioning God, asking him for something. But also, prayer is keeping your open communication with him, keeping your relationship intact. Prayer is keeping your relationship intact. It builds up your relationship with God. Yes, so we must always pray. But when you begin to sow seeds, your seed can go into a region and you can sow a seed. People, it'll just break out. Revival just start happening. Based on your seed, I've seen it happen. It happens. Revival just break out. Some of y'all witnessed this. That's how powerful the seed is. And thousands of people just get saved off of your obedience. My wife gave up her wedding ring years ago in Newbern, North Carolina. Some of y'all know the story on live television. That was on live television. It was David Herzog. He was like a mentor to me and my wife. David Herzog. I pulled the pastor aside. I said, we just exhausted all our funds traveling from Chicago 21 hours to get here in service. We ain't got no more money, but we do got my wife's wedding ring to give. My wife, I said, can I do it? I put him to the side out of respect because the service was going on. He said, sure. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to call y'all up here. Called us up there, did a big presentation. We weren't asking for any of that. We were trying to be inconspicuous. We didn't want nobody to know anything. But he did that. Put the offering basket, Diamond Tiffany's wedding ring. Put it in the offering basket. Revival broke out in that church. People came around, started giving throwing money in my wife's hands. People wanted to give us BMW cars that night, all of that. So many miracles took place. People lost supernatural weight loss. My wife got gold crowns in her teeth, and it didn't come from the dentist. She still got it. Glory to God. People lost weight loss supernaturally. People's hair was blowing in. People came around. They was throwing money into my wife's arms and stuff. One person said, opened up her blouse, said, woman, this is a bosom blessing. If you're watching out there, lady, I don't know who remember your name, but may God bless you. We thank you. We'll never forget that. Big wad of cash. It's a bosom blessing. It took us 21 hours to get to North Carolina from Chicago, driving. It was wintertime, through the snow, through the mountains. It took us 21 hours at that time, but to come back, it only took us 12. Supernaturally, we was translated. These are uncommon miracles that my ministry move in that they're not teaching you guys, that we come under persecution for, and I embrace it because they don't understand it. But some people understand it. They're just jealous. They hating. Supernaturally, we got translated, meaning it took us 21 hours to get to Newbern, North Carolina. Some of y'all know the church, Newbern Church. Some of y'all know it. It's kind of popular church. David Herzog meeting. He was there at that time. Coming back, God translated us 12 hours. And only on a limited amount of gas. How does that happen? Uncommon miracles, the supernatural. You understand what I'm saying? A sacrificial seed. We sowed it to fertile ground. Every ground don't produce that. Some people have been praying and praying for years, still ain't got an answer. But when they sow their seed, instantly miracles take place. And some people, they sow a seed, they get a miracle. But then next few weeks, it seems like their life go back down in the dumps. Why? Because they're not consistent. I tithe and I seed practically every day. I do a lot of things outside of my tithe and seed because I'm not just an individual, but I'm an organization. That's our website, www.kci.world, but it is Kingdom Centers International, KCI Worldwide. I'm trying to teach y'all. Everybody ain't going to catch this. I know that. Please share this. Share. This ain't for everybody, but this is for somebody. That'll change your life. You'll be going to church and that lady next to you still be crying and praying, but you would, they should be looking at you like, man, my God, why they getting new cars? Why they getting new houses? They got promotions? I done got like 3 or 4 people this week alone that done messaged me talking about testimonies of how instantly they got promoted and they only been at a job for like 12 weeks. How does that happen? They planting into fertile ground. It ain't just my ground. Find a ground. If you don't want to plant into our ground, you don't want to tie into our ground of seed, that's cool. But find somewhere that's fertile, please. I want your life to prosper. I am obsessed with seeing people prosper here on earth before they get to heaven. I want them to prosper. When you get to heaven, it's going to be automatic because you're in heaven. It's automatic. Everything is perfect up there. But I want to see you prosper now. I'm encouraged. I'm inspired. And I'm obsessed. I'm encouraged. I'm inspired. And I'm obsessed with seeing the saints prosper.
Yes.
Find some ground. I can't speak for every ground. I know there's other grounds out there, but I can speak for my ground. We got partners all over the world from Japan. I was just talking to one of our Japan partners last night. Japan, South America, you know, the jungle where there's a lot of stuff going on. People in South America, it ain't all the jungle, but, you know, I'm just trying to relate to you because some of y'all think of South America, you'd be like, is that the jungle? Amazon? But we got people in South America, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, everywhere, all over, partnered with our ministry. Y'all see it. Y'all be seeing the list. People like, you a false prophet. Why? Because I showed the giving. This is why people don't know their Bible. Watch this. In the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that King David went before the congregation. And he said, I'm giving 1,000 pieces of silver, 1,000 pieces of gold. I'm giving teeter, timber. I'm giving all of this. I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it to the temple. The Bible goes on to say that the rest of the chiefs, the heads and the chiefs of the congregation, seeing what King David did as he showed his giving. He said, I'm giving this also particularly or specifically. He said, I'm giving this out of my personal treasure. If you translate that, that means personal bank account. So he's saying, I'm giving it out of my own money, out of my own money. He said, I'm giving this to the house of God. And I'm showing y'all how much I'm giving. Openly showing y'all. The Bible goes on to say the chief priests, the chief heads, they seen this and they began to follow David's example and they also gave. Everybody began to glorify God after that. David was the example. So sometimes we do show the giving. We don't show all of it, but sometimes we do. You speaking out of turn calling me false. Come on now. You's a goofy. In Jesus' name, I love you, but you's a goofy for that. You don't even know. You put your mouth on somebody you don't even know it's just because you don't understand it. When it's biblical. Yeah, we so show some of the giving is biblical. The Bible, the scripture where it says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's not talking about every form of giving. Remember, I told you I was 4 types of giving in the Bible. That scripture, when it's talking about that, it's talking about do things secretly and he will reward you openly. But you got to also match that other scripture up. It says, what? Let your good deeds, let your light shine before men so that your good deeds may be seen by men and that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. So you got that scripture telling you to let people see your good deeds so God can be glorified. But then you got the other scripture that's saying what? It's saying what? It's saying, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Do things secretly so he may reward you openly. What does that mean? That scripture, when it says do it secretly, it's not talking about, it's basically telling you to have a moral motive. Your motive and your morals got to be correct, number one. What are you doing it for? What we do it for a lot of times is as an example, like David did in the Bible. I just gave you scripture. He did that to encourage others. But also, it's talking about almsgiving. Why is it talking about alms? First of all, alms, and I said I ain't got time to get off into this, but alms is a loan. Because Jesus said, lend unto me as you lend unto the poor and see what I not repay you. What happens when you loan somebody something back? They're supposed to repay you. It says lend. That word lend denotes from the word loan. It's a loan. He gives it to you. I give to the poor all the time. I give $1,000 or $100. I get that same amount back. But that don't necessarily bring me the harvest. The Bible talks about tithes and offerings. It opens up the windows of heaven. The windows of heaven, abundance come out. That's what brings you the harvest. A harvest is a great amount of something. A loan, lending to the poor, is just one thing. Lending to the poor is just a loan. He gonna repay that back. I do it all the time. My wife do it all the time. We get repaid back that same amount. So when I say taking care of the poor ain't necessarily bringing you a harvest. You get jewels in your crown for heaven, yes, but you don't get tangible harvests here on earth. God could do what he wants, but it don't necessarily give you a harvest. No, it's a loan. You understand what I'm saying? It's a loan. So you lend unto the poor. You lend unto the poor, he gives you that back. But the harvest comes from tithing and seed sowing. And also first fruit gives you a harvest for that entire year. It's more to it. I ain't got time to break it down, but I just wanted to say that. Because some people get offended when I say giving to the poor it don't provide you a harvest. And that's the truth. It don't provide you a harvest. But I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just being a reality. Sometimes I post stuff controversially, just to leave it open and to challenge people thinking, to see how much they search it out. That's why Jesus gave parables in the Bible. He didn't always give out the answer. He wanted people to seek it out, open up the scriptures, study it, pray. He didn't want people to start talking about nobody because you don't understand it. That's what goofies do. Because you don't understand it, you talk about it. But a wise, intelligent person, and unfortunately, people with my skin color, they do that a lot. Can't speak for every other race, but I know what my people do. He wanted you to be intelligent, mature, and say, wait a minute, I'm going to pray about this, and then I'm going to study this thing out to see if it has some relevance, and if this dude really talking about what he's talking about, if it's real. Jesus talked about it in parables. He confused the Pharisees and religious leaders. He wanted you to study it out, seek it out, because a parable is hard to understand. You got to crack that code, but you got to do the work. He wanted to see how bad you really wanted to know. And sometimes I post controversial things, but it be parables. But for you to understand it, you got to deeply search it. Pray to God. Even come to the leader and ask them about it. Understand what I'm saying? No, parable, I really want you to understand that. So, glory to God. Sharina Stone, there's a major blessing coming for you. I see even in 12 to 24 days, God said he's going to give you double for your trouble. Get prepared for it. Jessica Myers, God said he's about to bless you. I see your hands on fire. I also see like rings on your finger, a ring on your finger. I don't know what this is, but it's symbolizing a great gift, and it symbolizes covenant. God is making his covenant with you on lock mode. That's what I heard. Glory be to God. Lock mode. Get ready. Blessings coming to you. So when you when you're giving and tithing and seed sowing to the right ground and you're consistent, you're going to see the consistent hand of God move in your life. And you're consistent. Don't use the excuse, oh, it's Christmas. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. I sow even more. Don't use the excuse, oh, I'm going through warfare. I sow even more. When I'm going through, I sow and tithe and seed even more. Yes, I do. It worked for me. A lot of these people, they put their mouth on us, they don't even know. I told one person the other day, I was like, how, and the Lord showed me, but I was like, how much have you given this year? Last year alone, I think me and my wife gave over $150,000. Last year alone. This year, I lost count. My wife keep track of all of that and my accountant. And it ain't a tit for tat thing. Please share this, you guys. Share. It's not a tit for tat thing, but it is to show the example. Like King David, when it says, back to what I said, in that scripture when it said, thank you, Holy Ghost, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, it's talking about alms. Alms is a loan. I broke that down. But it's not, it say do things in secret, he will reward you openly. It's talking about alms. It's talking about your motive and your heart, but it's also talking about alms. It's talking about alms. What is alms? It's giving to the poor. Why? Because you don't want to be a reproach to them, or you don't want to be an embarrassment to them. Unless they give you permission, like a lot of poor homeless people, they give us permission because they know we got a ministry. We do a lot of video footage, and it encourages people. That's why I use my Facebook page for that. Years ago, the Holy Spirit began to check me and say, you got a Facebook page. He said, you got Instagram and all of that, but you ain't using it to the fullest capacity. He said, how can people know or hear or see if they don't see it or hear it? Start putting it out there. That encourages people. That's why ministry has reached far lands and touched thousands of people over the years. So we use our platform for that. You understand what I'm saying? And so when it talks about almsgiving, when it talks about don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing, it's talking about the motive of the heart, number one, your motive. Why are you doing it? Like the Pharisees, it talks about the Pharisees stood on the corners and they with a bullhorn, they broadcasted how they fasted, broadcasted how they prayed, broadcasted how they gave. That was the wrong motive. And then number two, the duality of that, the double meaning to that is what? The double meaning to that is, you don't want to bring a reproach or embarrass somebody that is in need. But if they give you the permission to do it for a right motive and a right purpose to encourage others, then you do it. Know how many people done said they seen the giving on our page and that encouraged them to give? They was like, man, y'all take donations, y'all take gifts, y'all take seeds, other people giving. It must be real. I want to do the same.
Yeah.
I want to do the same. So when a goofy sit up there and they, number one, they goofy because they talking out their neck, they don't understand it. But you don't inquire, you don't seek to understand. You get yourself in trouble for that instead of inquiring. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
A lot of people have been encouraged. They say, man, I'm encouraged. People are actually giving. I want to give too. It must be something to this. So the whole thing about this Christmas thing, mistletoe blessings, God got mistletoe blessings. He's going to give you a holy kiss. When you get a holy kiss, the Bible talks about holy kisses too. When you get a holy kiss from the Lord, it can shift your life. These are mistletoe blessings that are coming. Starting tonight, baby. The whole season of Christmas is about giving. My hand's on fire now. Many of you are about to hear Bo Rabba Shete receive. The whole Christmas season is about giving. The whole gospel is about giving. When people, watch this, when people start talking against giving, that's a clear indicator that they got a stingy spirit. Or they've been hurt, they've been rejected, something happened with them. Or they're just jealous. They can't let go of money, but you can. We can. It's easy for us. We don't reject it.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.